BlackRock Broadcasting presents Two Brothers, One Pilot.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers,
One Pilot.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Jax.
And last week, we stumbled our way through Black Widow. So this week, we decided to watch The Americans.
What do you mean stumbled by?
Well, it was shit, Jax.
Oh,
it was a shit movie.
Oh my god.
It was a shit movie. And I'll let you introduce. So
that's a hot take, Tim. Yeah. Or is it? Because I was super keen for the MCU movie Black Widow, because it was gonna be a spy, thriller, espionage thing, and the first 15 minutes, it 100% was. They're Russians undercover, and I'm like, this reminds me of this show people keep telling me about, and then it devolved into an MCU film. And so I was
going
like,
to say,
what was that show?
Are you giving me the description of The Americans, Jax?
I might be, Tim.
Because during the Cold War, two Russian spies who are married to each other and have children pose as Americans while residing in Washington, D.C. in order to spy on the American government. So that was a description of Black Widow.
Oh, shit!
Got him. No, slightly different.
Black Widow wishes that was the description of the movie. And the first 10 minutes imply it's going to be that, and then it's not. Enough of Black Widow. If you want more hot takes of Black Widow, check out my other podcast, Spoiler Talk. New episodes coming very soon where we do Loki and Black Widow.
So you don't talk about The Americans?
We actually do very
well. Fascinating. I didn't know that. I was curious. So The Americans. Jax, thoughts? I thought, in one sentence, it was a slow burn, and I would have edited it differently.
Okay, let's just start straight off. What do you mean by edited it differently? You mean the fact that every now and then, it just cut to black, and I'm like, was that for an ad? Or did they just cut the scene early? They're like, I think we're just done with that scene. Just
well,
cut it there.
Well, it's just very much
fade to black.
It's very much about like two sleeper agents from Russia who are posing as an American family in like the 60s or something.
No, in the 80s.
On the 80s. They met in the 60s.
I think it has to be the 80s, because it's just after the Cold War.
Oh, I don't know.
If I knew anything about history, I'd care or not. But who gives a fuck? Back in the old times, like, he has a disguise at one point, and he's wearing the most 70s, like, long hair and mustache, which I very much enjoy.
Yeah. But essentially, they're a married couple, and they're doing spy
shit. Are they really
shit.
Married, though, Tim?
No, they're
or
not.
Is it all
they're
just
pretending
a cover?
To be married. They're pretending to be married. It's a fake marriage because they're sleeper agents doing their thing. And I think I would have structured this differently. I'm just going to go straight into it. You know Mad Men? I'm going to spoil the first episode of Mad Men by doing this. So skip ahead if you care. But it's been out forever, so whatever.
And you shouldn't care.
Mad Men, it's all about Don Draper being like, I'm cool. I'm living in the 60s. I got my bitches on the side.
And then right at the
and
end.
And then right at the end, you realize it is happily married with children. I think they should have done that, but flipped it. So this should have been all about the American dream. A family. Yeah. A happy family living their day-to-day life. And then at the end, you realize they're spies and they shoot someone.
You know what's crazy, Tim?
Yeah.
A lot of my issues with this show, because I was super keen for the show, because like, I mean, I don't want to harp on it too much, but the reason we wanted to do this is because I watched Black Widow and I was like, fuck, this show is really close to being something I'd love, except that I'm hoping for more of a HBO grounded. Yes.
And I tried to get out of doing The Americans by just searching for any other show that came out, but I couldn't find one.
No, because I've heard even people doing reviews of Black Widow, they're like, maybe just really miss The Americans. Wish it was still on the air, because it's finished a few years ago.
Yes.
And like, I don't know, part of me was kind of hoping for the first 13 minutes of Black Widow, where it's just a family, and then suddenly like, we've got to back up our things. Our cover's been blown or however that kind of plays out. And I do agree. I think the first 10 minutes of The Americans is kind of like, this is how you want to start it? This is interesting. I feel like, and then there's a scene where it's like, here's our family. I'm like, yeah, I actually agree. It would have been really nice to get just really centered on the family. The children should be main characters. They don't feel like they're main characters at all.
I don't know anyone's name.
It actually made me realize how great Black Widow's start was, because I'm like, oh, we're actually focusing on the child. Like, Black Widow is a kid in this Russian kind of thing. in this, well, pretending to be American
in that movie, whereas you're learning all about these characters as this show progresses.
For sure, but this show didn't make me feel like they're going to be characters.
Yeah, okay.
It felt more like Breaking Bad, where it's like, yeah, he's got a son. Is the son going to be a main character?
No. But the real question is, will the shoplifting plot matter? Will Walt Jr. eat breakfast? These are the things I need to know.
There wasn't even anything like that. The kids just felt very like, oh, and we've also got the family. Which obviously it's just the pilot, but I really do think, yeah, I agree. If the show had spent like 30 minutes doing that, the show also does the other thing where it's like, this is kind of minus spoilers for the pilot, but it doesn't really, you know, it's really just kind of one of the very first elements introduced. But if you want to go in blind, don't listen, I guess. But the neighbor arrives. He's like, I'm a new neighbor. And they're like, nice to meet you. What's your job? Are you a lumberjack? Are you a postman? He's like, no. I'm an FBI agent. Oh, do you hunt bank robbers? No, I hunt Russians.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, yeah. Look, glance at each other. It's we're so Russians.
Funny. It's like if like, someone...
I've already seen Breaking
it's
Bad.
It's like if someone moved in next to Walter's house.
No, it is Walter's thing where his brother's a DEA agent. Yeah.
If his brother wasn't a character...
It's like, just the Breaking Bad thing. Yeah. So, I don't know. For some reason, that kind of made me go, I feel like I've seen this show before, even though I've not seen it at all.
Yeah, no, 100%. And it just didn't entice me. I watched this very early this morning.
Well, maybe that's on you. I watched this mid-morning. Same effect. It was just a bit like, oh, I kind of thought I'd love this. I kind of thought this would be my favorite thing.
It felt production-wise a mixture of like a few Showtime shows. So it felt like a mixture of Shameless and Homeland. Homelander?
Homelander's from The Boys.
Okay.
He's Homeland Man from The Boys.
So I'm thinking of Showtime's Homeland and Showtime's ER. And, no, Homelander and Shameless. And it felt like a mixture of... bloody hell. It just felt like, because Shameless is meant to be kind of gritty and down to earth, and Homelander's meant to be thrill, like super intense. And it just felt like it wasn't landing either of those that I think are really good in their own right for the genre that they're doing. And I just feel like this hasn't hit its stride.
Are you saying it feels
yet.
Cheap? I don't think it felt cheap.
No, I just think it didn't know what it was just yet. Maybe it does by season 6, because there's 6 seasons.
That is also something that I found. It's like, coming back to it, it's like, this isn't 2013, this isn't the first episode. We're like, this is so hot and fresh. What a hot, fresh take.
Yeah, it's like 8 years ago.
It kind of made me go like, how the fuck is this show going to go on for... All it made me go is, I wish the elements of this were combined with the Black Widow movie. And I just got a 2-hour Russian spy with a family and... Then we get exposed.
I wasn't a huge fan of the Black Widow movie, but one thing that I did have over this, despite the accents not being great.
Or were they amazing?
Terrible.
Yeah.
Check out Spoiler Talk.
I was going to say, Kieran has a lot to say about those accents.
we go to Russia in this episode, and they're just talking English. And I'm like, maybe it's because they've got to get used to have an American accent. I understand that, maybe. Maybe just explain that a little? Because I was just there going, now that guy is from Home Alone 3.
Yeah, well, he's the famous Polish actor that always plays Russian mobsters or Russian spies.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just went, there's not even a scene, like, maybe when just the two parents are talking to each other. Maybe they talk in Russian.
No, Tim, because you weren't actually paying attention.
I know, they don't.
There is actually a line in the episode where it's like, the FBI agents say, like, when he's saying, oh, it's a fanciful, like, it's fantasy, it's a dream. There's no Russian spies in America. It's all bullshit and stuff. Right. And he says, they don't speak a single word of Russian once they land. They're not allowed.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So, why would they? They've got it, like, what if someone's spying on you and you speak
and
Russian
the whole
when you're
point
alone?
That they don't know enough about
each
other.
Presume someone's always watching you, so you've got to always be in
And
character.
I understand that. But I just, it's a TV show. I don't need it to be like what they actually did, even though it actually is based off a true story. Vaguely.
Probably very vaguely.
I think they're just like, Russia's a real country.
No, it's I think that's really good because the whole premise of the show is like, these two Russian spies are hiding out in America. They've been doing it for so long. Will they defect? Will they not defect? Do they still love like the Mother Russia.
Yeah,
you know,
it's or are they very American? It's a now? Very patriotic show, and it's just
that can be done really well though. Like yeah, Homeland sure. is a great example of that, where the whole premise of that show is. Is he still like a US like Marine guy or whatever? Or did he get turned when he was over there for 20 years or whatever?
Yes.
I vaguely remember. 100% that show.
It
that
is.
That show was incredible.
But it's not specifically like this is just like American pride. It's like I can see that as an Australian go, well, this could have been an Australian plot. It's just set in America.
Yeah, well, it's
whereas
just...
this very much feels like the Russian couple that's come. And being like, are they actually going to fall in love with America? And like,
yeah, yeah. That's... So you're not enticed by that premise of like...
Them the American kind of... dream, and they come and they're like, there's air conditioning here.
I actually thought that was one of the best scenes where he's like, oh, air coming out of a machine. What is this crazy
It was subtle.
Invention?
Maybe that should have been... Maybe we should have just followed them arriving. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I definitely think there's
I
ways
just think structurally,
could have been...
It doesn't work.
I think if you just followed them coming in or just followed them as the family and then right at the end you go... Wait, what the hell are they spies? Mm. But
there's,
also...
There's too much chopping and changing.
There's lots of... There's probably, you know, as you present the show, like ads and stuff and getting people in, I guess you want to start it off with like an exciting foot chase with a bit of car action. And
yes.
You know what I mean? Which wasn't actually that exciting or anything.
No, it started with her like giving a guy like a blowjob.
Oh, I feel
like,
about that.
This is a weird start.
Well, no, she's getting...
She's getting information. I watched the episode, Jax. I
what
know
I thought
what she
was very
doing.
Fun, though, is right at the start, she's wearing a blonde wig. And then she's like, actually, I'll take my blonde wig off. And I've got different hair. And I'm like, this is Black Widow. But like the opposite. This is like a switcheroo.
Amazing.
Is Black Widow just referencing this show now?
It very much could be. But it didn't grab me. I'm not too keen to continue watching.
Wow.
Are you going to continue watching this show?
Yeah, but I'm kind of like trepidatiously going to watch it. And if I start watching the second episode, how quickly is my phone coming out? Maybe almost immediately.
Oh, you're implying you weren't on your phone the whole time watching this?
Well, Tim, you know when I was watching it and you know that I was messaging you during that time arranging certain things.
I actually was watching this on my phone with the Olympics on the big TV.
No, that's... I don't want to burn the Olympics too hard, but that's a disgrace. It wasn't that bad. So, Tim, just... In terms of like kind of spy stuff, like as a like, are you a big fan of spy stuff? Were you hoping for a certain type of thing?
No, I was hoping for a bit more of a less thriller, like less serial drama. I was thinking maybe I know it wouldn't have been anything other than what it is, yeah. But I was just hoping there wasn't much music that drove the show. Like there wasn't much like. It just wasn't much like oomph to bring me into this world. I didn't care about any of the characters. There was too much chopping and changing. And it didn't feel like a lost episode where we've got this timeline and this timeline. It just felt like we're just going to cut to whatever timeline we need to in that moment. And it's a bad way to start a show because I don't feel like I can grasp onto anything.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
What about you? Did you want something or did you just want a better Black Widow pretty much?
I honestly, it made me realize how much of the part of Black Widow that I found disappointing was that I actually felt like I really enjoy watching the children through this because
right.
she's vaguely aware of like what they're actually doing. Whereas these kids are totally in the dark and it's like, well, they, you know, very
yeah.
This reminded me of Breaking Bad, but
yeah.
kind of Breaking Bad light, kind of in the way that Ozark did at first, but then Ozark season 3 is like,
good
is
show.
It better than Breaking Bad now?
Yeah, good show. Great show. New season coming out soon.
Oh my god, is it real?
Email us in, because this show's finished. Email us in if the kids have more of a pivotal role, when they inevitably find out that they're not their, like, American family, that they,
You know what this kind of reminds me of? The stuff it sets up in the first episode, it didn't make me go, oh, I can't wait to see this play out. I just went, if it's 8 episodes, 10 or 13, I know what the finale is going to be, I know who's involved, I know what's going to happen. And then I know that I'll be like, oh, is it going to end? Well, no, there's 5 more seasons.
Yeah, I love it.
And so is that guy who I presume is either going to like A, B, or C, you know, die, kill, or betray? You know, there are certain elements. Like there was one element where I was suddenly like, oh, okay, this is getting kind of interesting. And then maybe 5 minutes later, they're like, but it's a show, so we can't really wrap that up right now. Maybe in 6 years we'll do it. And I'm like...
Yeah,
you're
talking about
the
moment where the kids almost ate breakfast and then they went, oh, we won't spoil that too early.
Yeah, all I'm wanting is a breakfast scene where it's like, I love American breakfast, Dad. I've heard Russian breakfast is cold and boring. No maple syrup and bacon and eggs there. You know, that's all I want.
Amazing.
No, I don't know. I just felt like maybe my expectations were a little high because I've heard over the last few weeks as Black Widow's come out, a lot of people online have been like, I wish
I wish there was more Americans. I could go back and watch Americans. And I'm like, it must be great. So maybe I set my expectation too high. Maybe we're judging it way too early off a pilot the way we do. That's what we do on the show. Right. Two brothers judging a show way too early. Don't pitch the Americans
to two Australian brothers. That's not
a I think that the premise of this, just like Black Widow, is very, very good. The idea of the show is really exciting to me, but there's a lot to be kind of wanted in terms of structure and stuff. So yeah, I'm probably going to watch it. But just like most shows where I'm like, yeah, I'll probably give it a watch. Like last week's episode, I was like, yeah, I'll keep watching it. I'm not. I'll never watch another episode of Doctor Death. You know?
Fair enough. Yeah, I finished the whole series.
Oh my god, did you really?
Yeah, it's good.
Is it good?
It's good. It gets pretty... You know what's going to happen for a while, so it drains out a little
bit.
But
is it like...
But it's good. You find out, it's good. You know what he did, why he did it, if he did it on purpose, or if he didn't.
Yeah. Is it got lots of Doctor, like awful Doctor scenes?
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to watch it. Maybe I'll listen to the podcast. I won't.
All right, see you next time.
Cashes. Before we wrap up, if you thought maybe we were talked about Black Widow but didn't talk about it enough, check out my other podcast, Spoiler Talk, where we're back for season 2. We had a hiatus and now we're back. We're doing Loki and Black Widow in the next coming weeks. Bloody check it out on BlackRock Broadcasting.
I'm not in it.
This transmission was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcasting, a film and TV podcast network for you from us.
Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think the Americans should have been called the Australians? Probably not. Why not join the conversation on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcasting.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.